Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Wine Time with Peggy show, featuring Peggy Fiandaca, who along with her winemaker husband Kurt Lawrence Dunham, owns and operates LDV Winery in Arizona. Hey everybody, we're super excited for today's Wine Time with Peggy show because not only do we get to see Peggy again, after our wine time visit with her and Kurt at the LDV winery at the actual vineyard last month, but we get to continue our tasting talk today with the 2017 RED. It's a red. It's a blend. And I'm excited about this. Nancy already sipped. Peggy, she's a bad girl. You know she is.
I cheated.
Well, I got mine. I don't know if people can see in the screen, but
yummy good.
That's an interesting glass. Oh, wait, here it is. I got my glass. And I got the bottle. So Nancy's out of luck. Wee.
I took.
All right. We're very excited. So Peggy, tell us about this because this is a blend of your reds, right? And Grenache?
This is a 2017 RED, and as you guys know, but for the audience, we call it RED because it's named after my husband, Kurt's father, Robert Irvin Dunham, and my mom and his mom are both redheads, nicknamed Red. So three out of our four parents are honored with this bottle of wine, and it is a Grenache-based blend. I think it's 47% Grenache, 34% Petite Syrah, and then 19% Syrah. So it celebrates all three of our red wine grapes, and it's just a wonderful medium-bodied red. So I'm going to pour myself some.
Yeah, ours has been open for a while, and I'm excited to taste this. But I do want to say it's a 2017 that we're tasting. And so what I learned from our visit with you is that 2017 is the year of harvesting the grapes, right? So all these grapes, even though it's a blend, are all from 2017. So all of them are going to be in different stages of oak, right? Or are they all in the same stage of oak?
Nope, they're all in various stages of oak. We aged all of the wines for 34 months in oak. About 25% of the Grenache is actually aged in one-year-old or one vintage French oak. And then 50% of the Syrah was aged in one-year-old American oak. And the rest of it was all in neutral oak. So we didn't want any oakiness from the rest of the wine. And and the Petite Syrah was all aged in neutral oak. So it's just, it has a kiss of oak flavor to it.
Oh, it does. This is quite beautiful.
Isn't it nice?
When you do this, how do you decide, oh, I want so much of this oak and so much that oak, or I don't want oak at all?
And how do you even know the percentage? I'd be like,
yeah, exactly. How do you like, oh, this much or that much?
That's kind of the art and science of winemaking, I think. So once we feel like, all of the wines have aged to the point where we feel like we want to try to begin to make a blend. That's the fun part for Kurt and I, is that we sit down and we'll start. So we have the base wines. We have the Petite Syrah that's in the one-year-old American oak. We have some neutral Petite Syrah. We have some of the Grenache in oak and some not with oak. And same thing with the Syrah. And then we know what the base wines taste like. So we taste all the base wines and then we start playing around with them. Cool. So we say, okay, let's do a formula that is maybe 40% Grenache, 30% of Petite Syrah, and then whatever's left, let's throw in the Syrah. And we just start playing around with the various formulas until we feel we're getting close. We have a RED that's on the market right now. It doesn't have Syrah, it doesn't have Syrah in it because we just could not find a formula of all three of the grape varieties for them all to play nice together. And so it is just Grenache and Petit Syrah and not the Syrah. But this one,
this is beautiful. I mean, I'm starting to get the cherry, like a cherry flavor.
Yep. I think
the Grenache. But it's not like it touches like a little bit of licorice, but it's not going heavy in on the licorice. It's
no,
like
it
a
doesn't.
Very, very light, light, like barely. This
Yeah,
is
I think
perfect for the holidays.
Yeah, you get, I think it has some herbal notes to it, some spicy notes to it. You get the dark cherry, both on the flavor as well as the aroma. You know, I think the tannins are really nice and soft. So you get that from the Petit Syrah a lot of times.
Can I put chocolate with this?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I'm feeling like I want some chocolate cake right now with sprinkles.
You know, and this is a great, this is my go-to Italian food wine, like pizza or, you know, any. I even put together a charcuterie board for myself because I didn't, I don't know if you can see my little charcuterie board.
Well, I want one.
So this would go great with my salami, and I have some cheeses that have that have rind that's soaked in wine. And I think it goes nice. And I have some Dutch Gouda that's a little bit richer cheese.
I'm
so,
coming back to your house.
Yeah, so
I'm
have
thinking
a,
Gouda. I want Gouda. Gouda
that's
cheese.
Not necessarily a smoked Gouda, I don't think would go
no,
with this.
Get away. But Gouda cheese.
Creamy
yes.
Gouda, like an Edam. Remember we used to get the Edam and Gouda cheeses in South Africa?
Yeah.
Like big old, I mean, it's a big deal over
we
there.
We haven't had that for years.
But I mean, good creaminess. Like when they would put that little thingy in the cheese and pull out the little, where it's still
basil.
Soft.
Something with basil.
Something with a little spice, I think, would be
basil.
Wonderful.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I have one slice of pizza left. We're in Lubbock, and there's this pizza place here, and it's hot. Green chilies and pepperoni. And it's like the peppery salt, like it like Nancy can't do the amount of pepper, but this will wake you up. And I've just driven across from Louisiana to Lubbock, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready. Let's go. Now I'm thinking it would be interesting to pair the rest of this bottle with that. Nancy's all like, you're giving me the bottle, but you know,
I have, and I'll send you the recipe. I have a great recipe to go with this bottle of wine. It's a goat cheese torte. So,
there we go.
And it's great for the holidays. It's very pretty. So you mix some cream cheese with some goat cheese and blend that all up, and you could put a little spices in it. So you might want to put a little bit of garlic or you know, maybe some thyme in that mixture. And you make some pesto, or, and I'll include the recipe for our pesto, but, or purchase pesto, and it's with dried tomatoes. So you layer it, and I have these really nice size spring form pans. So you put, once you whip up all the goat cheese and the cream cheese, you do a layer on the bottom of your spring form pan. You top it with the pesto all across. Then you do another layer of the cheese.
Nice.
And then you top it off with the sun-dried tomatoes on top. Put it in the refrigerator to get chilled before you open it up. It looks really pretty on a plate.
Ooh.
Yeah, put some sprigs of rosemary on it, and you have a nice
rosemary is perfect for the holiday season. Now, I saw something interesting, and I wanted to ask you, what would you pair with this? I saw bruschetta done with the tomatoes, the heirloom tomatoes, the cheese, which is normally mozzarella, right? Mozzarella cheese, fresh mozzarella. And I don't know what they're going to do with the basil, but it was done in a candy cane form on a tray. So you got a nice candy cane with that. And they had like a dip thing there. And I just looked at that. I'm like, because I'm all into, we must play with the food. I want to make patterns. One of those. Like, I want to make palm trees, and I want to make whatever's going on for the holidays. So I thought the candy cane is something simple people can do. If you're not artistic, this is a thing you can do. So what would you pair? Because I think a bruschetta for, if you're in a warmer climate, especially for the holiday season, what would you pair wine-wise? With a Grenache or
I think
Viognier?
this one would be beautiful. This medium-bodied blend, a Pinot Noir, a Merlot would be nice with that, I think. You want something, because tomatoes are acidic, so you want to make sure you have a wine that can cut through the or balance out that acidity a little bit. And you, so you don't want a high acid wine to go with that tomato base. But I think this would be a beautiful wine with that candy
Bruschetta's
cane.
pretty. I think that would be fun. I like, the little seasonal colors. Why not? You could put like something on the basil. Now I have a stupid question because I thought of you the other day, and I'm sure I asked this before, but I know that there's going to be a percentage of the audience that is right there with me. So we were at a holiday event and they had charcuterie boards with no wine because it was illegal for them to have wine. But we did have daiquiri eggnogs before that. Anyway, so that eggnog daiquiri, that was a whole other drink. But, and do not drink that much of it. But anyway, the charcuterie board had all the cheeses and everything. And then it had like little slices, like little brie things. And I was like, okay, I ate the brie and I thought, was I supposed to eat that waxy outside layer or not? Because when you heat it's a nice, it's weird. Like, so what do we do about that?
It's definitely edible. I don't like to serve it with both sides, top and bottom, and the sides on. That's a little bit much for most people. So I'll cut off the top rind and leave the bottom rind. And so some people can go ahead and eat the whole thing, or be able to get to the creamy part of the cheese and just eat that part, whatever you
Because they
like.
had
But
like little slivers, and I was like, that was kind of awkward. Like, how do
it's
you know what I
edible.
mean?
It's edible, but not everyone
Well, I'm
likes
still here because I ate
it.
it, and then I thought, what would Peggy say about this?
No, I eat the whole thing, but it's a bit much. People, it's a texture thing also, but they like brie because it's creamy. And that
And
gets
you
in
can
the way.
heat it up too, can't you, for the holidays?
Correct. Yeah.
Oh.
And you can do it in the microwave. Put your brie in a microwavable dish. Only do it like 30 seconds at a time because you don't want to melt the whole, so have a puddle of cheese. You want to have it spreadable, so you want to melt it a. And the microwave is unpredictable in terms of timing. So I like to say, check it after 30 minutes or 30 seconds. I mean 30 seconds.
30
So,
seconds. Yeah. Whoa.
correct.
Well, you know how I am with spaghetti squash. I exploded a spaghetti squash in the microwave. That was fun. The first thing I thought about me putting brie cheese in a microwave is like, poof. But for the holidays with R-E-E-D, the red. Okay. Ooh, see, my shirt's actually matching the label. I'm color co We're all color coordinated. Are you able to ship this now because it's shipping season? So, what is the deadline for people to get this wine, or are they? Is it only for wine club members? Like, what's the?
No, well, it is only for wine club members right now, but if someone called me and wanted to get some, I would send it to them. So just contact me directly or get on the website. Or send me a note. And yes, we can ship all over the country right now. And I have a gift guide. So if anyone's wanting to order some wines or they have some colleagues that they want to get a gift sent to them, I have some suggestions for some wine gifts, and we put them in these beautiful black logo boxes and we can ship a nice gift off to them. So check out my gift guide online. Or you can give a
Cool.
gift certificate for LDB wine to
Oh,
your
that's a
wine
cool
connoisseur.
idea. Well, I saw other gifts on there too. Like you have the book, the
Correct.
Arizona wine book, and things like that too. So that would be nice gifts. And that's a
Fine.
shippable year round. But I mean, it's 'tis the season. You got to represent Arizona. So if you're in Arizona, you got to represent.
Absolutely. Please, please get in
the
contact.
Great
I have
present.
A bunch of orders and I'm putting together wine baskets and wine boxes
Cool.
and individual wine for corporate clients that are giving the gift of LEV for their clients. So yeah, awesome.
So what about, is it too late to still book time at the tasting room? I know this is what airing first Wednesday. So what, the 6th of December, I think it is. Is that by the time this airs, is it too late for people to?
No, we still have openings. If you want to do a private party or a semi-private event, or if you want to bring in a large group and do a, you know, wine and chocolate pairing with your friends, or just do a wine flight. Yeah, we have plenty of room. I did a corporate event for Caesars Entertainment last night. We did a charcuterie making class for them,
cool.
and they had a ball. And, you know, so we're doing cork crafting on Saturday mornings in December. So if you want to get crafty with us, we'd love to drink wine and make cork trees or wreaths or ornaments or whatever you want to do.
Cool.
We have that going on, but yeah, we have fun at the holidays.
Yeah. And I mean,
no,
all the way
like
through
that.
Exactly. Like if you have family coming in, because isn't that what happens in Arizona? All of a sudden, all your family from the Midwest and Canada starts knocking on your door. And Arizona is saying, we're coming to see you and the sunshine. But what they may not know is, hey, let's take an outing out of the house and go have some wine. And, you know, that's a good way, good activity, you know.
Correct. So
everyone happy.
In fact, I have a charcuterie making class on the 21st of December. And I had a young man call and he goes, I need something. I want to do something with my grandma. I'm going to be in town in Arizona. And so they signed up for the charcuterie making class. And that's his gift to his grandmother.
Well,
so
that's
yeah.
fun. So that's really a gift of experience together, you know?
Correct. Yeah.
I love
it's
that.
Something they'll take pictures and it's something he'll always remember and is that he spent time, quality time with his grandmother at the holidays.
That's
so
awesome.
For New Year's Eve, what would you suggest out of wine? I know everybody goes to the sparkling and the bubbly, but when you look at LDV wines, I would say Viognier especially has to be there, some Grenache. I mean, to me, just drink them all. Cause
you know,
drink them all.
I
well,
don't know.
No, you.
Well, you, I, we don't go out on New Year's Eve, but we make an evening of it. So we plan out an evening where we just do little bites till midnight because we can barely make it till midnight. But so we do like 4 to 6 courses of little bites, and we pair wine with each one. So we might start with like a shrimp cocktail with, you know, some sparkling wine. And then we might go to, you know, some ahi tuna that is just seared and with a Grenache, or even one of our rosé of Grenache, which is absolutely awesome. And then we might do, you know, a fillet slices with some gorgonzola and move up to, you know, our petite sirah. And then we might do a dessert with our petite sirah. And maybe by midnight, we're back to the champagne with some fruit, or just champagne to do toast in the new year. So it's
when do you have your black-eyed peas? Is that the next morning?
That's the 1st of January for good luck. Yep.
Oh, okay. Everyone in the show notes, we have links to Peggy's recipe and her tips from last year and the chocolate and wine pairing. You've got those tips too. Going back to the rosé, your rosé is exceptional. And
I think
this is something that through the holiday season, if you don't know, just pour the rosé.
Correct. You're right.
Honestly,
it's zero residual sugar. It's 100% Grenache. So it's a pretty full bodied rosé. And as we've talked about in the past, rosé is a winemaking style. It's not a grape. It's not a variety. And it can, the color of rosé can range from almost like a white wine all the way to a Cabernet. Ours kind of falls in the middle to fuller color. So
I like it.
it's a beautiful color. And rosé can be made out of all kinds of grapes. We do it out of Grenache, but you can even make a rosé out of Cabernet. So it's fun. It's a fun wine to play around with and try different styles.
And it's good
Cool.
with ham, because I know a lot of
Yeah.
people do ham, and even if you're doing turkey again, it's and this I'm into this now.
Yeah.
It's giving the, your signature Petit Sirah, I'm telling you. I don't know how you did that, but that is, I think it's like, do you like, when we were doing the Viognier tasting, when we went thieving at the winery, I love
Yeah.
that. I love that. And
Yeah.
tasting these different ones, and the different oak, and then the stainless steel. Like, do you take your older, like the wines, like the Viognier from the past that you have from the years before, and go and taste, like, how, like, you can't really taste, because it ferments no matter what. So you can't really taste against the year before, really. You know what I mean? And it's, you have to wait till it's ready. Or how do you do that?
I mean, we have with vignette, with white wine, we move it into the bottle fairly quickly, so it's not a barrel aged for a long time. We our rhyolite white that I believe you also tasted, which is our we aged that in French oak, and we did age that for a while, so we were able to taste the Viognier that was in stainless steel, the Sky Island Viognier with the rhyolite white, which has that kiss of oak to it. So yeah, but they're all similar vintages. They're all the same vintage. But we always
How is it doing, by the way?
it's doing beautifully.
I know. I'm just like, I feel like I'd want to keep going back. Like, I want to know, how's it, like, where's it now? That was such an incredible tasting experience. Both Nancy and I, that's why we're talking about it. And everyone, if you go into the issue 19 of Big Weekly Blend magazine, and or just go on the website and type in a visit to LDV Winery, and but go in the magazine, and we were talking about it in the editor's block, how Robert Louis Stevenson talks about wine as bottled poetry. And that tasting experience to us was exactly that, because it was these complexities and things that weren't so complex, and yet this conversation, and everyone, no one's right or wrong. It's like what you feel, what you taste, like art, right? And so I think that when, I've heard that quote before, always love that quote, love wine, but that experience to me meant so much more. And how much wine tasting have we done, Nancy?
Oh, hello.
I know, but it was just that experience of learning the aging process and how this was a baby, but it's like here I, it's like watching a teenager. I'm gonna be naughty. No,
Well,
I'm not.
it's
It
an
was beautiful.
appreciation. You cultivate an appreciation. So you're not downing stuff. Like you're not going to a
No,
bar and
you're
downing a shot or something. You're not doing
no.
that. You are sipping and appreciating and discerning. And if you're really into it, you start thinking about location, minerals, and why this would taste this way over here, and over here it's going to taste this way. And the more
Absolutely.
you get into it, it's fascinating. I find it fascinating. Why?
And
Go
when
ahead.
we bottle that wine and send you a bottles of the wines you tasted in the barrel, hopefully you'll have that taste memory, that when we stood in the winery and we tasted that straight out of the barrel, and you'll be able to remember what it tasted like when you're tasting the finished wine straight out of the bottle.
It's going to be
And
interesting. I'm going to go back and listen to that, and then, like, how is that from there? So do, like, wine club members, or does anyone get to have that awesome experience? Because it's really a fascinating
it
thing
is.
to
It's
really be
interesting.
part of that process.
Right. Our wine club members absolutely do, and when they come to visit us. And if you want to have that kind of a special experience and visit the vineyard and, walk through the vineyard with Kurt and spend the time with Kurt, the winemaker in the winery, we can make that happen. Absolutely. But as you know, we're kind of remote down there, so someone has to plan that. They can't just show up at the gate and
No.
hope we're there and hope we're going to be able to do
Yeah.
that for them.
But it was
Oregon.
so awesome driving back out there. We drove up to through, Fort Bowie and the other side of Fort Bowie. And on the way, just like right by your gate, there was deer, there were quail, and Nancy and I,
It's
oh, we're back in Arizona, there's
awesome.
quail. We got all excited.
Yeah, it was so
But
cool.
and then we went to Chiricahua National Monument on our way out, going to Tucson, and looked at this view and we're just like, oh man. And looking at rhyolite, what your wine, like we were like, went to the source, to the motherland, and like we knew this, all this volcanic eruption, this amazing geology, these cataclysmic, I was gonna say like amazing events, the geological events that happened, this volcano, these eruptions. Now we're drinking the wine that, comes from this, this source. So it was really cool to go there. But we did see a bear on our
Yes.
way out. I sent you that photo. It was, I mean, I was so lucky that I even grabbed my camera. It's a terrible photo, but it was like, here's a bear, and he's so little compared to bears, like other bears. And everybody else is like, that's a big bear. I'm like, it's a little bear. He's a cute little bear, but I'm sure he's slowly going to start hibernating. So that's where I want to go to you with your word of the month is dormancy.
Correct. So our vines are currently going into their dormancy period. A lot of it, right now, the leaves haven't dropped. So the
Oh, wow.
vineyard looks beautiful with reds and yellows and greens and all the pretty leaves. However, because we haven't had a hard freeze yet, but it's coming. And once there's a hard freeze, then they turn brown and drop off. And folks think the vines look dead, but no, they're not. They are going into their dormancy period, and it gives them an opportunity to recover basically from the growing season and prepare for the next, because grapes are perennials, so they grow year after year. Just like some trees and shrubs also do that. They're not annuals like corn or wheat, where they're replanted every year. And so our goal is to really produce, prepare them for dormancy. So we've been still watering, and we gave them their winter nutrients to make sure that the soils were replenished with the nutrients they need. But they're going to sleep, and they will rest probably through, till the springtime, and they'll before when they start coming back to life.
So is
That's
that when you
awesome.
plant their new baby brothers and sisters in the
Yes,
spring?
we've already ordered our plants that I think we talked about it. We have a lot of replacement plants that we need to do. I want to say there is 1,000 some that we're replacing throughout the vineyard. So we've already ordered, and it's a little bit of everything, a little bit of Petite Sirah, a little bit of Grenache, a little bit of Syrah, a lot of Syrah, and a lot of Grenache that we're going to have to replace. We've actually dug the holes for the replacement of those vines,
Oh, wow.
and they're at the nursery in California that we order from. And then come spring, when we'll call them up and they'll load them up into the truck, and we add some B12 to them to kind of get them ready to be planted. So yeah, it's
Awesome.
exciting.
All right, before you go, tell everybody about the romantic wine because there's a lot of engagements happening at this time of year. It's all
Oh
happening.
yeah.
And so this may help get the yes question, like the yes answer to the question, about people, popping that question over, the holiday season. So tell everybody about that specific wine because it could help.
This, I mean, it's called red. R-E-D. It, red is the color of the holiday season. So why wouldn't you choose this particular bottle? But there's a story in this glass. And what you're doing, hopefully creating an experience that you're going to remember and retell that in that proposal year after year for the next, 40 years. So you got to make it special. And you want to have a special wine be a part of that, and one that also has a story to tell. And so choose an LDV RED for that special occasion.
Well, will it, okay, speaking of that, so you know people do the extra cake they put in the freezer when they get married. So when you choose that wine, don't you want to be able to get a stock of it so that you can keep it for the anniversaries?
Absolutely. At least get a case of it. And then for the next 12 years or next 11 years, open it on your anniversary and tell
Wow,
the
nice.
story. See how the wine has evolved. Talk about how you, as a couple, have evolved over that
Oh,
time frame.
wow. Oh,
And I think
awesome.
it's a continuation of that experience, and it's an evolution of your life together.
Oh, see how wonderful that is. What
You
a good
do
way to
that
end
too.
our, like, you could
Yeah.
do it month by month too. Like, no, see,
Have a
next
little,
year, well, no, if you celebrate each month at the end of the month with what you accomplished during that date
month
night.
together,
Yeah.
right? Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, month by month, because a year is a long time to wait. Some people can't wait that long for results. Go,
Yeah, that's
Nancy,
true. There you go. I'm with
Nancy's
you,
out there
Nancy.
selling that wine. Get it out there. Everybody on
Yeah.
that note, LDVwinery.com. When you're ordering wine from Arizona, tis the season because it is nice and cool. So you're going to have exceptional wine to your doorstep or to your friends or your family, those that you are gifting as well. So, especially for those who are living in Arizona, it's good to know what is in your backyard. All our friends in Tucson that we're sharing with this, we did so many different pairings, and your Grenache goes well with our friend made a dish that had coconut and garbanzo bean. It was like a light vegetarian, and then had lamb chops on the side, and the Grenache and the rosé did really well. Sorry, we had both bottles, but they
Beautiful.
both did with this because it was such a light dish, but the lamb did really well, which I thought was interesting. So
Because that
anyway, there's
lamb is hard to pair things with.
but it went well. It went well that
Yeah.
night. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us. Remember, Peggy is here every first Wednesday, so stay tuned for the new year. Thank you, Peggy.
Cheers.
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 Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Wine Time with Peggy show. Keep up with LDV Winery at ldvwinery.com. Keep up with Big Blend Radio at bigblendradio.com.